A potential shortage of veterinarians. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Most of the time, you don't have any idea that horse has rabies. And so you're going to get exposed. So that's the bad thing about rabies in horses and why it's really important, because of the potential of spread to other humans, but because it's a death sentence if they get rabies.
That's equine veterinarian Dr. Kevin Hankins as he discusses the dangers encountered between horses and rabies. I think you'll agree, pretty heavy topic. Now imagine not having the knowledge and the protection of a veterinarian around. Well, veterinary students at the U.S. Animal Health Association annual meeting in Kansas City, Missouri, recently heard a very clear message. The profession needs young people, and those who enter the field have unlimited opportunities. Dr. Jack Shear, Deputy Administrator and Chief Veterinary Officer of USDA's Veterinary Services, told students that the timing is right for them because so many staff members are nearing retirement. Does that sound familiar? As in, farmers going gray without replacements? He said, 55% of my leadership can walk out the door. So we do need you, and we're ready to get you on board. You will be the replacements for the people leaving diagnostic labs, government veterinary roles, and private practice.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.